Greg, so when you're adjusting the audio levels for the podcast, do you make sure that you are slightly louder? Do you? I feel like I shouldn't give you control. I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, I like to make sure that I'm just a little bit louder than you.
But you're now you're whispering.
I want for people to really pay attention to what I'm saying.
Your voice is sticking out more because it's whispered.
Yeah.
Let
me go ahead and start the show off. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Sorry. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a little show called Two Gentlemen Discussing Lettuce. My name is Gregory Benson.
My name is Craig Benzine. It's two guys talking about lettuce, and it might not be morning wherever they are.
No, it is.
I'm talking about lettuce.
I checked.
You checked?
Yeah. Yeah, they're listening. Everyone's listening in the morning right now.
No. So that can't possibly be true, Greg.
It is true. It's true.
Like somewhere between 500 and 1,000 people listen to this. And
can we say somewhere between 500 and 500,000? Because that's also true, right?
Yes, that is true. Somewhere between 500 and 3 billion people listen to this.
That just got better.
Yeah, and there is no possible way they're all listening in the morning. There's no possible way.
I promise you they are.
No.
I'd put money on it.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it's possible. They're in some weird fluke of the cosmos. Everyone happened to listen in the morning, but it's very...
I knew you weren't willing to put money on it. I could just tell. I could just tell you were going to chicken out. You're like, you didn't want to risk your money. I was going to bet $10,000. Anyway,
really?
No, it's done. The time has passed.
I don't want to put. Nah. I don't.
Yeah, it's passed.
I knew that. I knew you were going to lose, Greg, and I don't want to take your money.
Okay, look. That's exactly.
I'm a good friend.
That's exactly what a loser says. They pretend like they had. I'm just not going. Let's not start this way. Let's not start fighting about money like an old married couple.
Greg. So the people listening, to them, it's only been a week since we last did this, but to us it's been like a month, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, did you come and visit me a month ago in Los Angeles?
Something like that. I don't know. I don't know what I do.
It was something like that. Yeah, I can't keep track either. I don't know how things work. Now, let's see. This is still, right now we're recording this. This is July 31st. Is it July 31st or is today the 1st? No, today's August 1st.
It's the 1st. Happy August Fool's Day.
Thank you. So it's almost, by the way, rabbit, I think you're supposed to say that on the 1st of the month. For good luck.
Oh, okay.
Say it.
Rabbit.
Right. Now you're going to have a good month.
Okay, great.
It's going to be a great month. I think that I know you were here in July because we celebrated July 4th together, and then you left a few days after that.
Yes.
So we have not recorded
July
in several 4th, weeks.
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yes. I love that. And I love that's too much mayonnaise, frankly. I think no one needs five different mayonnaises.
Oh, is that five different mayonnaise?
Yeah,
five portions of mayonnaise.
No. Five different ones. It's basically like you've ordered a flight of mayonnaise, which, by the way, is the title of this episode, A Flight of Mayonnaise.
Oh, boy, a lot of people are going to be listening to this one.
I'm writing it down.
You know what? I looked back at our previous episodes and view count and such.
Uh-huh.
And there a few of them stick out as minorly more popular than other ones. And
the ones with excellent titles, like A Flight of Mayonnaise.
That had eye-catching titles, like Let's Talk About Elon Musk, the Religion and Politics episode.
Yeah, how about that?
Slightly more listeners.
Yeah,
not
how about that?
Not a lot more.
Yeah,
but
I mean, but if you're talking about if our normal listenership is 3 billion, and then one of those gets like 3.4 billion. I mean, that's a big difference. I mean, 0.4 billion, that's over 4,000 people.
Yeah, it sure is, but that's also irrelevant. This is an irrelevant discussion
discussion.
Yeah.
Which is also the title of this episode, an elephant discussion.
Oh, Greg. I just told you we need to make the title shocking in some way so that we trick
people
our regular listeners into thinking we're talking about something.
I know.
And the more we do that, the less they will believe the title it will work.
They're going to be shocked that we had an elephant discussion on this. They're going to be like, how in the world did they have an elephant discussion? That's amazing. They might be confused. They might be like, oh, did they speak with an elephant? Is it a talking elephant?
I mean, or are they speaking like elephants? Let's speak like elephants for a little while.
Oh, okay. Hey there. My name's Jim. I'm an elephant. How's it going?
Oh, yeah, because elephants famously, they elongate the word how when they talk. Yeah, that's how's it going?
How's it going? Yep, they do that. They do that a lot. I want to start off by saying that we have a new review, which is very important on Apple Podcasts. There is a review from Rick Bernier. I think that's how you pronounce it. Bernier. Looks French, or could be Rick Bernier.
You know, I go to New Orleans a lot because I have family near there, and their Berniers are delicious.
Oh, my God. I love a good Bernier with lots of powdered sugar on the top.
Yeah.
Delicious. Anyway,
that was my attempt at a Greg Benson joke.
No, I appreciate that. And it's not even a joke. That's the truth. So anyway, Rick wrote, Let Us Rejoice, gave it 5 stars. And then his review is just 3 words, and they're 3 very important words. And they're addressed to you, even though it doesn't say that. They're definitely addressed to you. Eat the cat, says Rick. He wants you to eat the cat.
Okay.
Because you promised to eat a cat a couple episodes ago, and then you didn't do it.
I completely forget the context of this conversation.
I will remind you, on a previous episode, you said, coming up in the next couple episodes, I'm going to eat a live cat. Here on the podcast, I'm going to eat a cat, and the whole thing, start to finish, the tail, the fur, everything, or the hair. I don't know if they have fur or hair. I don't know what cats have.
You know, the more words you say, the less I believe you. And I didn't believe you to begin with. So I definitely did not say any of that. I may have alluded to eating a cat at some point, but I don't remember why.
You promised to eat a cat. You promised you would do it. And you said, if I don't do it within the next few episodes, you can make me eat a cat. That would be your punishment if you don't do it.
Oh, wait. So if I don't eat a cat, you make me eat a cat.
Yeah, that is your punishment.
And how would they make me? How would they?
People have ways, you know. I mean, Rick Bernier probably has a good way to make you do it.
So like death threats or
Bernier. Rick Bernier.
Okay, Greg, what's happening?
I'm just doing a shout out to the guy who left us a 5-star review.
His name is
Rick Bernier.
You got something in your mouth.
I had Rick Bernier in my mouth is what I had. Oh my God. Now people are going to quote that out of context.
Listen, I'm never going to eat a cat. I may have said I do remember talking about eating a cat, but I don't remember what we said.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much you forget. It's amazing how quickly. It's been a month since we last did this. But
I know. And in a month, something bad has happened. And I hate to bring up the bad news, but in a month, we have slipped from the number 5 comedy podcast of our media all the way down to position number 155.
Wow. That is such a large drop.
I know. Wow. Armenia loved us a month ago, and now they're like, I didn't realize they don't really talk about lettuce.
We shouldn't have addressed them. I feel like it seems like if we would talk about Armenia, it would have gone up. But
yeah, I thought so too. But and people in Armenia are like, and I'm going to do my Armenian accent right now for you. People in Armenia are like, I can't believe that I don't have any more talk about lettuce. Oh, no, I'm here in Armenia. They don't talk about lettuce anymore.
What is that accent?
That's Armenian. I don't know if you've been to Armenia, but that's how they speak in Armenia.
That is definitely not Armenian.
That's definitely how they speak in Armenia. I have been there. Everyone's like, welcome to Armenia.
Oh, you've been there?
We're so glad to have you in Armenia.
When were you there?
I was there for the Grass Skirt Festival of 2022. It was terrific.
Okay.
They have the Grass Skirt Festival of Armenia every May 11th.
Did you tour the country? Did you see landmarks? I did.
I saw the world's largest ball of twine.
I don't think that's in Armenia.
No, it was terrific. I went to the Apple Pie Festival. They had that. That was a lot of fun. And then I went, and then they had a concert, David Hasselhoff.
The world's largest ball of twine is in Cawker City, Kansas. So,
well, in America, that's the world's largest one in America, but the world's largest one in Armenia.
No, just world's largest.
The world's largest one in America, yes.
You wouldn't say world's largest in America. That doesn't make any sense.
I know, but especially if it's in Armenia, you're right, it doesn't make sense.
If it were in America's largest. But you know what? America's largest is in Cawker City, Kansas, because it's the world's largest. It's the largest in the world, Greg.
That's not what they say in Armenia. In Armenia, they say, you know, we have a bigger bowl of twine than they do in Kansas.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you see the Gegharde Monastery?
Yeah.
In Armenia?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And boy, did I Gegharde.
Really? Did you see the Freedom Park Lagos?
And that's where I got some freedom fries. They were delicious.
Okay, guess what? That's in Nigeria. So you're lying.
I stopped off in Nigeria after Armenia, so I got confused. Like on the way home, I'm like, I'm gonna stop off in Nigeria, get some freedom fries. Listen, don't question me. I have a life that you don't even know about.
Oh. Well, that might be true, but it's not. It definitely doesn't involve Armenia.
All right, whatever.
Or Nigeria.
All right, let's just let it go.
Okay.
As they say in that amazing movie that Disney made, that was something about a Frozen something. I don't know. I don't remember what it was called. But let's just let it go.
Yeah, it's called Frozen.
I don't know what. No one knows for sure what it was.
Did you ever see Frozen 2?
I don't know how to answer that.
Why? It's just a movie.
Yeah.
You could say yes or no.
Well, I mean, the answer is yes, but I don't. If I say yes, I feel like it's a trap.
Why is it a trap?
I don't know, Craig. Sometimes you just trap me with stuff, and I'm just.
I trapped you once, and that was about Armenia. That's the only time I've ever trapped you.
Yeah, and the next thing you're going to tell me is that like the movie Frozen 2. You're going to tell me, oh, that was Armenia, whatever. I don't know what you're going to say, but whatever it is, I'm not going to fall for it.
This is a different conversation, Greg. I just wanted to talk about Frozen 2.
I'm not falling for it. I'm not falling for it.
Okay, so can I never ask you a question again?
No, you can. I mean, that was a question right there, and then I answered it. It just depends on what the question is. I mean, you got to be careful. I'm not going to fall for all your stuff. Hey, I got a joke for you.
Okay.
This is a German knock-knock joke.
All right.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
We will ask the questions here.
Okay. Is this the joke or is it still going?
That's it. No, that's the end of it.
Okay.
Yeah, in case anyone was not watching, the psh was a slap in the face.
You're implying that all Germans are Nazis? Is that
No. That's just how they speak. Yeah.
Oh.
And they like to ask questions. Do you think I just offended everybody in Germany?
You probably, they're pretty sensitive about the subject of Nazis.
Well, I don't know why you keep mentioning the N-word. Like people, and like everybody's always saying, like, don't say the N-word. And you're just saying it willy-nilly on this podcast.
Oh, no. We're heading down a road, Greg. I don't like it.
I mean, for one thing, the episode's going to now be called Craig Says the N-word.
No. It definitely is not going to be called that.
Yeah, that's what it's called. I just titled it that.
No. Yeah. When people talk about the N-word, they're not usually talking about Nazis. I have no problem saying the word Nazi. I have no problem saying that word.
Okay. All right. That's the way you want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't really know why you brought up Nazis. I don't. Oh, now you made me say it. Now you made me say the N-word.
So that joke, why was that joke funny then? The joke that you were just told.
It's not. I never said it was funny. I said I have a joke. I didn't say I have a funny joke.
Well, the entire point of a joke is to be funny.
Well, maybe that's your point. But listen,
if it's not about being funny, then it's just a story. It's not a joke.
Okay. Well, you know, listen, you don't know what it is that made us.
And if that was a story, that is the lamest story I've ever heard.
Okay, my point is, you don't know what it is that made us so popular for a very short time in Armenia. It may have been the fact that I told jokes that weren't funny. Maybe that's what they like in Armenia. Maybe in Armenia they're like, we like to hear when he makes a joke, it's not that funny. That's the type of joke we like to hear in Armenia.
I tell you, we're definitely going down further in Armenia right now. That's...
They're all just they're all deleting us from their podcast app. They're clicking that little flag button. They're flagging us for offensive Armenian jokes. They only have that little flag button in Armenia, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, they get very offended there of stuff. You know how Armenians get.
No, I don't know much about Armenia. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, maybe if you knew more about it, we'd be more popular there. Did you ever think about that, Craig? If you did your research, maybe we'd be more popular there.
Maybe we should legitimately just pick one country and just try to be popular just there.
All right, I'm going to assign you to do something because I know that you love assignments. So by the time we do the next episode, I want for you to do a lot of research on Armenia. And I want you to bring it on the next episode. And we're gonna talk about fascinating details about Armenia. And when you say them, be sure and say them in the Armenian accent that I've just given you the example
in
of.
In the Armenian accent.
Oh, you're already good at it. This is great.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I'm from Armenia.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to just do the research right now. So,
can I do a shout out to our two newest patrons who just joined us in the past few weeks? I'd like to do a shout out to someone with a great name, Patron 5042. Thank you, Patron 5042. What a fascinating name you've got. And I got to say, bit of a coincidence that you're a patron and your name is Patron. That's weird.
Yeah.
But I think that's great. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And I also like to welcome, I think, our third Adam. I think we have three Adams now. Adam Avivi has just joined us. I think we have three Adams.
How many patrons we have?
4,723,000 and change. I'm going to see. I'm searching
three
for
Adams is very small then. It's
I'm
a very
searching
small
for
amount.
The name Adam here. Oh, no, it turns out we only have two Adams. We have Adam Avivi and we have Adam. Someone who's just called Adam.
Is it Adam of Adam and Eve, you think?
I might be. Let me see if Eve joined us also. I'm searching for Eve right now. Okay. No, we don't have Eve. So,
she's too busy eating apples in the garden.
You know what? I just had an apple. Did you have an apple this morning?
I did just have an apple and peanut butter.
God,
I have the plate. The plate right here. See?
Oh,
see, there's a little remnant of peanut butter on the plate.
And that's that's proof if I've ever seen proof in my life.
I'm going to lick that right now. I'm going to lick it.
That is proof. I don't want to just single out the new patrons. I'm going to thank a few other patrons who have either liked or commented on our recent podcasts there. I want to give a shout out to Kevin Gooday. Good day, Kevin. I'm glad you never heard that before. Breton. I want to give a shout out to Neil. Husky Highlander. Highlander, Husky. And and Laura Tozer. I want to say hi to Laura Tozer. Also, Jeremy Borg and Jorge Nunez. So I just wanted to thank all you guys for being so active on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce.
Wow, you did that without promoting your other stuff. I'm proud of you.
What other stuff?
Exactly. Greg, what'd you have for breakfast?
Kim got this flax cereal with blueberries, and then I added fresh blueberries in it, even though it already had freeze-dried blueberries. I know, it's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. That's too much blueberry. Do you still have the blueberry milk?
Oh, God, no. That was gone like a day after you left. We just finished that up. Finished that right
here's
up.
Guys, when you go to L.A., there's a great little
shop.
You stay
at my house.
And you stay at Greg's house.
Yeah.
There's a little shop down the street called Whole Foods.
Yeah.
And you go there and you get the blueberry milk.
Yeah. It's a wonderful little mom and pop shop. It's owned by Mr. and Mrs. Whole. And these are their foods that they have.
Yep.
And
they're just selling their food.
Speaking of Mr. and Mrs. Whole, I had a girlfriend in college.
Yeah. Yes.
That's all. Oh, you're expecting some sort of salacious recitation?
Yes, I was actually. Yes.
Well, that's the name of this episode: Salacious Recitations.
Oh my God!
now that's going to really hone in on the keywords that people are searching for. People get on Apple Podcasts. They're like, I want to hear some salacious recitations.
I think we need to make the title have a celebrity name in it. I think that'll help.
Great.
So I think let's talk about a celebrity.
All right. Wait, who is the guy who played Barney Miller? What was his name? Let me look that up real quick.
Jeez. No, it wasn't Jesus.
I'm looking up. Barney Miller.
No
actor.
One cares about
Barney
Miller.
No, hang on. I'm going to get it because everybody loved him. Well, let's see. Oh, Hal Linden. Okay.
Okay.
Hal Linden Wait, let's see. And I believe that Hal Linden is dead. Let me just double check.
Okay.
Hal Linden. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, he's not dead. So maybe this episode is called Hal Linden is not dead.
Okay, well, I know that guy.
Hal Linden. He's 92 years old, and look at this. His name at birth was Harold Lipschitz. Why do you think he changed that?
I don't know. Harold Ramis was already famous.
Oh, yeah. He didn't want to get confused with other Harolds.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If your lips shat, that would be shocking.
Are you talking like the worst place for shit to come out of?
Yeah.
you're talking about it coming out of your mouth or like out of your actual lips?
If poop came out of your lips and then it was just right there by your, that'd be really disgusting. This is why people listen to this podcast.
Okay.
This is why right here. Listen, I do have some lettuce related stuff to share with you, but I'm not going to do it.
Hal Linden, I didn't realize you were still alive. I want to apologize that I said no one cares about Barney Miller. There are people that care about Barney Miller.
Look, that role earned him seven primetime Emmy awards and three Golden Globe Award nominations.
But Hal, you got to admit, you know, people do forget things. Things go away. You can't expect Barney Miller to be relevant forever. You can't.
I certainly can.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was born
from the 30s that is relevant today. Name something that you grew up loving from the 30s or from the 20s.
The Mills Brothers.
The Mills Brothers.
I do love the Mills Brothers. And also, how about this? The Marx Brothers. Any M Brothers, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of the Mills Brothers and a big fan of the Marx Brothers.
Okay, the Marx Brothers are a good point, I suppose.
Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin, Harold Lloyd. How about the Glenn Miller Band? How about the Benny Goodman Orchestra? Like, these things are still as relevant today as they were back then.
They're not as relevant
today. Everybody's still talking about them. It's still they're constantly trending on Twitter.
You think if they put the general, the Buster Keaton movie, The General, up in theaters, like just randomly, like next week?
I mean, you would not be able to get tickets.
4,000 screens or screens across the country.
You would have to buy tickets 3 weeks in advance. It would sell out so fast. People would be like, "Oh my god, I got to see that."
If that were true, then the movie industry they don't need to make more movies. They could just keep doing that.
I mean, when it comes down to it, do they need to make more movies? Look, I'm an actor and I want to act in as many movies and TV shows as possible. But when it comes down to it, don't we have enough? Can't we just stop making entertainment now and let there be no new entertainment and just let people catch up? It'll take like about 200 years for people to catch up and go like, all right, I've seen everything now.
Well, guess what? The writer's strike is going to help with that. So
there's a writer's strike and an actor's strike going on at the same time right now.
Yeah,
hasn't happened since like 1960, when Ronald Reagan was the president of the Screen Actors Guild.
We're gonna have a chance to catch up, I think, for a little while.
I think that's fine. As much as I like to work, I think people need to catch up. You know, I'm sure people listening, they're like, I haven't seen all the Fritz Lang movies. We need to watch all the Fritz Lang movies.
I'm sure everyone's saying that.
I've only seen Metropolis and M, and they're both excellent. Especially
I've seen Metropolis and M and Scarlet Street.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
That's real good. Have I seen any other Fritz Lang? I'm going to look up Fritz Lang.
Oh, yeah, you better do that. I'll wait.
Yeah.
I'll wait in silence.
Okay. Fritz Lang.
Yeah, don't worry. Nothing will interrupt this bit. And now it's time for the Patreon-only bonus section starting now.
Okay.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. Hope you enjoyed that. We sure did. My gosh, that was amazing. We talked about things.
Ah, words kept happening, and I was listening and responding.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. That's called a conversation.
Yeah, if you want to hear me listen and respond, you should subscribe to our Patreon.
Yeah, you even said some things that I responded to.
Well, that's rare. That is actually pretty rare.
Craig, I feel like you're growing out your beard, which is on the bottom of your head, and I'm growing out my hair, which is on the top of my head.
That is happening, yes.
So I think I'm going upwards, and you're going downwards. Yeah.
The hair on the top is also growing out, but I don't have as much, and it's being covered by headphones.
Well, you should get three hair transplants.
Okay.
Get three full hair transplant procedures.
Okay. Yeah, is that what you did?
That's what I did.
Yeah.
That's why I have hair on my head now.
I'll probably just ask my wife to cut my hair short.
I'm sorry, you'll ask who?
Oh, God.
Do it.
It gets worse. It gets worse every time.
Do it.
I get more upset every time.
You're going to ask who?
My wife. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It also gets better and better. By the way, I want to point out one thing we didn't talk about, Hal Linden. In 2011, he released his first album of pop and jazz standards, and it's called It's Never Too Late. That was only a little over a decade ago. He was like,
wow.
He was like 80 years old when he made that. His first album of pop and jazz standards. Don't you want to hear that?
Talk about relevant. Yeah.
How many copies do you think Hal Linden sold of It's Never Too Late in 2011?
Huh.
I'm going to guess he sold like 30 copies.
I'm going to guess 1,000.
1,000?
I mean, he's still famous among certain circles.
Yeah, and so. he probably made some appearances, like some live shows, and he was probably selling the CD at shows, and he probably said to deliver, if you had a good time tonight, everyone, please go out to our merch table and purchase them. It's all never too late. It's only $10 on compact disc.
I'm going to Google it. How many albums did Hal... Oh, it thinks I'm asking about Hall and Oates. Why would Google think that?
Well, because Hall and Oates was that was the number one pop duo of all time, right there. No duo sold more records than Paul and Oates. Is it Paul and Oates? It's Paul and Oates.
No, it's Hall. Hall and Oates.
I'm pretty sure it's Paul McCartney and John Oates.
I've talked to you about Hall and Oates before. You're a big fan of Hall and Oates.
Don't you think it'd be great though if Paul McCartney teamed up with John Oates and started releasing music under the name Paul and Oates?
I mean, they'd make some money. Money would be made somehow.
I mean, I bet that John Oates would be thrilled, because what the hell else is John Oates doing?
Yeah.
He's not doing anything.
Is his name John Oates?
John Oates is his name. He's waiting for Daryl Hall to call him. That's what he's doing. He's sitting around staring at the phone. He's got one of those old phones. It's like a banana phone. It looks like a banana. And then you pick it up, and people think that you're talking on a banana, except it's got a cord coming from it.
Right.
Because one of those hardline phones.
That's clever.
Yeah. So he's staring at his banana phone going, come on, Daryl, call me.
Listen, John Oates, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are.
He is. Big fan.
Really?
Yeah, he's a big fan.
Do your own thing. You don't need Hall.
I think I told you that one of the funniest things, I saved it for a long time. There was a thing in the LA Weekly, an ad, when John Oates was touring on his own, and it just said, a very special evening with John Oates. I think I may have told you about that before, but I thought that was so funny that it said a very special evening with John Oates, because those are words that I never expected to see all strung together like that. You like that?
Yeah, John Oates.
Good old John Oates.
I feel it would be really sad if that's all he would do is just wait by the phone
It reminds me of when the Pips were... the musical guest on Saturday Night Live, because they said that Gladys Knight was busy. So here are the Pips. And they sang just the background vocals to Midnight Train to Georgia. You know, the music was going and they'd just be dancing. And then they go, going on a midnight train, Georgia. Hoo-hoo!
Did they really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a famous bit from Saturday Night Live. It's very funny.
That's hilarious.
It was back in the late 70s.
It wasn't actually the Pips.
It was the Pips. They actually got the Pips without Gladys Knight.
Okay.
And they just sang. The band played and they sang the background vocals and it was hilarious.
That is good. That is really good. They'd never do something like that now.
Well, you know why? Because I think most of the Pips are probably dead.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, they wouldn't like invite the backing band for Adele or something. Because
it's not Adele and the Pips. You're not making any sense, Craig.
No, Greg, they wouldn't do the equivalent with someone popular today because...
But who's Adele's backing band? Nobody knows. Nobody knows who Adele's backing band is.
It would be a wasted opportunity to have an actual musical guest. Because everything's about the bottom line, Greg.
Okay, I understand. I can see you're getting upset, but let me just point out something.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that Adele's backing band is actually a group of third graders who have never played musical instruments before. And that's one of the things that's so remarkable about her music is that she can pull talent out of young children who have no musical ability.
Yeah.
And that's what's amazing. Just a bunch of 10-year-olds who
can't.
That's
her backing band?
Yeah. There might be 9-year-olds. That's her backing.
Okay.
They've never played instruments before.
I thought it was a little unfeasible at first, but then when you said 9-year-olds.
Yeah. And strangely, most of them have the sitar. That's the instrument that they've chosen. So it's a bunch of 9-year-olds playing the sitar, and one of them's got a tambla.
That's not what it sounds like.
That's how talented Adele is. She can pull these performances out of children
with
and
sitars.
They've never played these instruments before.
That's amazing.
I know.
Where did you get this information?
I heard it. I think I dreamt
it. Did you just say it?
No, I think I dreamt it. You ever have a dream and you're like, I don't know if that's a dream or if that's real, but I'm going to go ahead and guess that's real.
I'm going to assume that that's real. I've never done that. I've had dreams.
Have.
I've had dreams and I thought, huh, that was interesting. I'm going to move on with my life and not assume anything about that.
So we had another couple over for dinner recently and they brought their kids so Charlie could play with their kid. They didn't want to leave their kid at home. Anyway, so they came over and it turns out that the mother, the wife, had a dream.
Wait,
that
the who?
The mother, the wife of the other kid, the
I'm
mother.
I'm sorry, the who?
I said the wife. I didn't use the M-Y word.
Okay, all right.
That doesn't count. I can say the wife. That's fine. I can say your wife. That's.
What are you saying?
I can say.
What do you say about my wife?
I can say.
What did you say about my wife?
Aha! There you go. Okay. So anyway, she apparently had a dream that she thought was so real. She said, now last time I was over here, I remember you were making that recipe. You were making those meat muffins, and Kim said, "What?" And she's like, "Yeah, yeah. You made those meat muffins," and Kim's like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, you were making meat muffins. And Kim says, "I've never even heard of meat muffins." Like, she said, "I just remember that you made them and that you had this great recipe for meat muffins." And Kim said, "I have never even heard of meat muffins. I've never made meat muffins." And then we figured out that she actually had it was a dream. She dreamt that Kim was making meat muffins, and it was so real in her mind that she just decided that was real. "Oh, yeah, yeah, you used to make meat muffins. Whatever happened to those meat muffins you used to make?"
Meat muffins.
Meat muffins, which is also the title of this episode.
Well, we just talked about Adele. I feel like we could put Adele in the title. Adele finally meets her hero, Hal Linden.
How about Adele's famous meat muffins?
Adele's famous, that's it. That's the title.
Okay.
Even though that is very inaccurate. Based on what we just talked about, but
all right. But you know what? A lot of people are big fans of the singer Adele, and a lot of people love meat muffins.
That's true.
And so definitely people are going to be searching for these. I'm just glad that we have come up with a really good title for this episode.
Okay, now that we've come up with a title, we can start the episode.
Great. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Adele's Famous Meat Muffins episode of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce.
Now, are we putting the intro song in here?
Nope.
Again? No. Okay.
You know why? Because I'll forget.
Okay. Good idea. Listen, Greg, in lettuce news, I have some very important news, actually.
Okay, great. I'm really excited.
Very, very important news.
Okay.
According to Shaw Local News Network, Yorkville Lettuce Farm to drill new water well.
Oh, my God. So great. This is great news.
Yorkville Town is trying to move away from sourcing their water from wells and trying to get them from Lake Michigan. But but they've also ruled that Bright Farms can drill a new well
for
their lettuce, their lettuce, their greens growing operation. God.
What the fuck? Jesus Christ.
Wouldn't it be great if any news program you listen to, like NPR or some local AM news, if in the background there was just a guy just going, oh my God.
Yes. Yeah. You just have one guy working there who hates the news. And
I think we could do a news program, a news podcast in which I read the news and you do that in the background the whole time. That's the entire concept of the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
You don't seem that excited about it.
No, I'm totally into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Okay.
This is how important decisions are made, folks. All right, look, you arrive with lettuce news, and I have three little known facts about lettuce that I have saved because I got them off the internet. Very popular. Uh-huh. I don't know if you've ever read the internet. Super popular. A lot of people love it.
That's people
read it every day.
That's just like saying, I don't know if you've read books, super popular. I don't know if you've...
books are also super popular. A lot of people have them.
I don't know if you've eaten food that's super popular.
Yeah, I don't know if you have books, but a lot of people love them. A lot of people have some.
I don't know
some.
if you both inhale and exhale. That's super
popular. Oh my God,
popular.
I love doing both of those. Some people just exhale. I love doing both.
Yeah. The people who exhale are people who didn't live very long.
Or they did live long, but that was just their final act.
Yeah. Wow, that's sad. Okay, moving on.
It really is. All right, three little known facts about lettuce. Number one, the term tip of the iceberg, you've heard that term before, was coined by Stephen Iceberg Jackson, the inventor of iceberg lettuce. He was known for talking women into sex by claiming he would give them just the, quote, tip of the iceberg.
Okay.
So that's fact number one. A lot of people don't know that fact about lettuce.
No one knows that fact because it's not a fact.
Fact number two. Fact number two. Romaine lettuce was named after legendary actress Rebecca Romaine Lettuce Stamen.
Legendary actress?
Actress.
Excuse me?
Actress. Okay. She's an actress.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Why?
All right.
What's the matter?
Okay. Moving on. Yeah.
Okay.
What about
Rebecca Romaine Lettuce Stamen? That's who's named the legendary actress.
Okay. Yeah. We've talked about Rebecca Romaine on this podcast.
Rebecca Romaine Lettuce Stamen. You have to use her entire name.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Very popular.
Okay. Very popular actress. Okay.
Super popular actress. When you ask people who's your favorite actress, they're going to probably say Rebecca Romaine Lettuce Stamen.
Well, if someone asked me who my favorite actress is, I would say, well, I've only heard that word in the context of Rebecca Romaine. So I'm going to say,
Rebecca Romaine Lettuce Stamen.
Rebecca Romaine Lettuce Stamen. Isn't it Stamos?
I don't know. You say Stamos, I say Stamus.
Okay.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Okay. Okay. We got more. Can I have your third fact now?
Fact number three. Lettuce is extremely poisonous and is the cause of over 100 million deaths per year worldwide.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel like I would have heard of that.
Extremely poisonous.
It's just poisonous? It's just straight up poison?
Yeah. If you eat lettuce, you're putting your life in horrible danger.
I've eaten lettuce occasionally my whole life.
Oh, Jesus. And are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Have you?
Oh, my God.
Haven't you eaten lettuce occasionally?
I don't recall. I can't really answer that on grounds that it may incriminate me.
Incriminate you with what?
With lettuce.
No, you can talk about lettuce. It's not going
to
incriminate you with lettuce.
I don't want it to incriminate me with lettuce. I don't understand what you don't understand about that. I do not want to answer that question because it may incriminate me with lettuce.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, maybe you don't make any sense.
Okay.
Do you ever think of that?
I mean, yeah, I do. Life in general, like, why are we here? What's the point, you know?
Oh,
my
God.
Why is there
existence? I'll tell you. To do laundry. Yeah. I mean, if you're not here, who's going to do the laundry?
Well, if I'm not here, no one will need to do my laundry.
Not your laundry, your family's laundry.
Well, I mean, my family can do their own laundry if I'm not here.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay. All right. Yeah. I didn't know you were going to make such a good point.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean. Okay, that's fine.
Okay. I mean, I envy you not questioning anything further than your first thought. You know, like, you must be very happy.
I got to tell you something. I feel like you need to let things go in order to live a happy life. Like if I just kept thinking for weeks about the guy who cut me off on the freeway and almost caused an accident, and I had to like slam on my brakes, and then the person behind me almost hit me. If I kept thinking about that weeks later, I wouldn't be living a happy life. You got to live a happy life.
It sounds like you are thinking about that because you brought it up pretty quickly.
But what were you talking about?
The guy who almost needed traffic.
Something. I don't know what you mean. Anyway, listen, I saw an article today, and this is eight habits that can contribute to you living as much as 24 extra years from people who don't do these eight habits or only do like one or two of them. You ready for the eight habits? This is actually something that's going to help our listeners.
Okay.
Eight habits. Right. Number one, being physically active. Two, being free from opioid addiction. I guess you can't claim that one. Number three.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I can. Okay. Wait, why, you think I'm addicted to opiates? Hey,
come on, man.
Yeah.
Number three, not smoking. Number four.
What do you mean, come on, man?
Come on, man.
That's my response to you for accusing me of being addicted to opiates.
Okay, look, that was number two. I'm already on four. Okay, can we just move on? Can we please move on? Number four, managing stress. That's what we were just talking about. Number five, having a good diet. Hey, look, you got that one. You just had an apple. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Number five, not regularly binge drinking. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, so there's that one. Think about that, Craig. Number seven, having good sleep hygiene. You got to make sure your hygiene is good while you're sleeping. And number eight.
Wait, what do you think that means? Do you think that means you got to be clean while you sleep?
You
got to
be clean while you sleep. Good sleep hygiene. That's what that means. You got to be super clean. Make sure you bathe before you go to bed. And number eight, having positive social relationships. Guess what we're doing right now? We're having a positive social relationship.
I'm not sure how positive it is.
No, this is so positive. We're gonna live a long time. We're gonna live a whole long time.
Well, I think so. Yeah,
we are.
You know for sure.
Yeah, because we have this positive social relationship.
Okay, and the other seven things.
The other seven things. I do the other seven. I mean, you got to work on the opioid thing, but besides that, you're doing pretty well.
We gave you this idea that I have an opioid problem.
You also need to stop binge drinking so regularly.
Okay. I mean,
should stop that.
In my younger years, that could be true. But
and you know what? That's not just alcohol. That's just water also. If you binge drink water, that ain't good for you either. That's too much.
Well, yeah. I mean, too much water is too much water. But what do you mean by binge drinking water?
Oh my God. For those of you not watching the video, we both just drank water. I'm assuming that was water that you had in your magic cup.
Whiskey.
Oh, whiskey. Okay. Yeah. Well, that goes back to the binge drinking. Mm-hmm. I just remember when you were here recently.
And opioids.
Well, when you came over here, you like every morning you'd have a big glass of opioids. And I would just be like, Craig, come on, man. And I tried to tell you at the time, like, what? That's not, and I hadn't even read the article yet, but I could just,
what?
Just,
are opioids. I'm not sure I've ever had an opioid.
You would have a big glass of opioids, and I remember you liked it with ice because you like your opioids ice cold, and you would drink a big glass of opioids every morning. And I was like, Craig, that is not good for you. I would not do that if I were you.
Greg, I've never had an opioid. Hydrocodone, fentanyl, OxyContin.
I've had them all. You name it, I've had them.
Wow. Sounds like you're the one with the problem, Greg. I also had to burp just now. That wasn't even on purpose.
Really?
That
was, we both burped at the same time?
I think it was our the way we drink water. I think we need to stop drinking so many air bubbles with our water.
Yeah, we should stop binge drinking that water.
Air bubbles.
This has been an informative episode. I'm sure a lot of people learned. So I'm sure that half of our audience listened to this and was like, oh, I'm not supposed to do opioids. I better stop doing those.
they're like, wow, I came here for the meat muffins,
mm-hmm.
and Adele, staying for the
opioids,
getting off of opioids.
Yeah, come for the meat muffins, stay for the opioids. That's what we say here.
No, not stay for the opioids.
Two guys talking about lettuce.
Quitting opioids.
And by the way, I want to announce right now that to thank our patrons, we're going to choose 5 patrons at random and send you a year's supply of opioids.
I'm so excited.
We're not doing that.
I said no before you even said opioids because I knew that was going. No.
All right. I guess we're not doing that. I guess you can't even joke that you're doing that because if someone takes that out of context, well, first of all, maybe we would be legally obligated to send 5 people a year's supply of opioids.
I don't know that we would be legally obligated.
I think if you say something and someone just takes you at face value, then you might be legally obligated to send them a year's supply of opioids.
Well, I think it would be illegal to do that in the first place. So,
okay. All right. So you're like, you believe in the law and stuff?
Well, you're the one who brought up legalities.
Uh-huh.
So,
all I see is a bunch of finger pointing. You're the one. Whenever someone says you're the one, that's just finger pointing. You don't even have to use your physical finger. You're using your metaphorical finger.
Yeah.
Which is also the name of this episode. Craig's metaphorical finger.
We already have the name of the episode, Craig.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Oh, Craig, I needed this.
You did? You missed me, didn't you, after a month away?
I did. I did miss you.
And now you don't.
Now I no longer miss you.
Yeah, now you're reminded of what it's like to be around me.
No. I love being around you. I'm trying to be sincere with you right now.
Wait, Greg, you got to warn a guy when you're going to be sincere.
Got to warn a guy when you're being sincere. I am being sincere with you. Now I remember what it's like hanging out with you, and I think it's good. I like it. In fact, I'm going to recommend that everybody hang out with Wheezy Waiter as whenever you get the chance. Hang out with him as often as possible.
Okay, are you going to give them the address or?
No, but I am going to say this for anybody listening. I am flying to Indianapolis tomorrow, August 2. So if you happen to be near Indianapolis, and I know this won't be released for a couple weeks, but if you go back in time, if you listen to this and then go back in time to August 2 through 6 or whatever, when they're having the Gen Con game board. Uh-huh. Board game convention in Indianapolis. Yeah. I will be there shooting videos. Feel free to stop by. I'd love to hang out with you.
In fact, if you are a time traveler, this is a good low-key way to let everyone know that you're a time traveler.
And if you go back in time, let me know what stocks to invest in that week. Because if something shoots up, I want to know. If you're like, oh my God, Apple shoots
so
up
if you're
like
not,
70%.
If you're not like a stock person, check the stocks.
Yeah, check the stocks. See like what did well in this past week. Go back in time a week. Tell me what stocks to invest in. I'll put all my money into the. I'll trust you. I will put every dime that I have into that stock.
And then also, why don't you wait decades and let me know how I'm going to die?
Wait
a bunch of decades. Find out how I die, then go back. Yeah. But take care of yourself to make sure that you live longer than me.
I'm just going to guess you choked to death on a clarm.
A clarm?
Yeah.
What's a clarm?
We don't have them yet. It's food from the you know, there's aliens on the Earth, and the government has now confirmed it. So there's aliens living here right now with us at this very moment. They're going to introduce a lot of their foods. One of the most popular is the clarm, and I don't even know what it is, but you choked to death on one of them because you didn't chew it properly.
Why wouldn't I chew it properly?
I don't know, especially with me warning you. I think you're going to forget, and it's like 35 years from now. But
I definitely will forget this.
Yeah, you have another 35 years. You should make a note, like chew your clarm well. Clarm with a K, by the way. K-L-A-R-M.
How do you know this?
I just know things. I'm just trying to help you. I just don't want you to choke to death on a clarm. That's all I'm saying.
But why did it take this whole conversation about time travel, this whole podcast, for you to tell me how I'm going to die and then try to stop it from happening. Were you not going to do that? Did that, would that not have occurred to you if we didn't have this conversation?
I just didn't think of it until you reminded me. Like, it's not the top of my list. Like, oh, I got to remind Chris. Look, I got time anyway. I got like 35 years.
I feel like if you know how I'm going to die, that would be top of your list.
I know, but I have 35 years to tell you. Like, wouldn't it have been better if I waited like 34 and a half years to tell you? And it was like, by the way, in like about 6 months, you're going to die from choking on a clarm. So chew that thing well. And you'd be like, clarms, I love clarms. I'm so glad that our alien overlords brought them to our planet.
Yeah, and you know what? I like to swallow them whole. Yeah. I don't like chewing on them.
No. Yeah. Do not, Craig. I'm telling you, don't even try to swallow. And I want to, this goes to all of our listeners. Don't swallow a clarm whole.
Yeah.
Which is also the name of this episode.
That would have been a great name of this episode, but I think we have a better one.
Swallow a clarm hole.
I think we have a better one, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's but I
tell
I
you
guess
what, I'll make a bunch of mini episodes out of this episode. And
good.
I will title all of those things.
You better. Listen, okay. I want you to release 50 episodes on YouTube, 50 short episodes from this. Each one will be a little over a minute long because we've just gone about 54 minutes, which means that's the end of this episode of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. Thank you so much for listening, folks. My name has been Gregory Charles Benson.
My name has been Craig Clarm Benzine.
Be sure to chew your middle name thoroughly. And that goes to all of you listening. Chew that middle name very thoroughly. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. Later.
Huh?
Are
we still going?
I thought goodbye.
Normally we say goodbye and
you
then it's over.
You said goodbye and then I said goodbye again.
Let's stop. Like, can we stop, please? The episode's over. Let's just stop.
Goodbye.
Okay, you can be the last one to say goodbye. I'll let you finish it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. Bye.
I'm stopping recording now.